That's the sound of the train leaving as we arrive at Birmingham International Station for the Gadget Show Live 2010. And the person doing the annoying da-da in the background is Matt Rawlinson, otherwise known as Barnstormed on Twitter. And I, of course, am Christian Payne, otherwise known as Documentally. And we're excited to be here in Birmingham today because, for both of us, this is our first Gadget Show. And the Gadget Show Live is the first type of its event. Where Matt is now trying to lead me the wrong way. It's this way, Matt. Just follow me. Country bumpkins. I don't know what to do with them. So we're actually here on behalf of the Open University today. And the heavy breathing you now hear is not because I'm that excited. It is because I'm walking and talking and what we're... have you got anything intelligent to say?
Yes.
What are we going to be doing today?
We're here to see how many gadgets are going to change the world. Apparently, see how gadgets are usable in the world of education is the big plan.
Of course, the Open University being right at the forefront of innovation when it comes to education. If you think about how they used the TV back in the 70s. And then, quite very recently, look at the use of iTunes U for delivering educational content right to the handheld devices. So we're going to have a look at the stand today, and we're going to be hopefully throwing up some content onto the Open University website platform. Do you want to say anything else? You're mumbling in the background.
I'm just saying, if you come into the Gadget Show Live, make sure you check out the OU stand. We have lots of exploding computers and courses and stuff.
Exploding computers. Do we really want to be saying that in public? So, yeah, we'll obviously be doing a few bits of audio from the Open University stand, as well as very quickly having a recce of the area just to see what's there. And we'll give you a rundown, a little bit of liveness. We're just passing a big banner. Wow, there's a lot of sponsors. I imagine that this is primarily a money-making event for the Gadget Show, which in itself is interesting to see how TV programmes are having to desperately monetize themselves when it comes to, remain competitive as regards to what we look at on the internet. The Gadget Show is the only gadget show that I view on television. But there are a number of different gadget shows that I view on the internet. Matt is laughing in the background because he hasn't got to grips with the internet yet and doesn't realise that there's so many interesting shows that occur. Right, we're standing still, but we're still moving. How does that work? We're on an escalator, our first bit of technology. After, of course, this iPhone and Audioboo, if you're listening, of course, through Audioboo. Speak more later.